About a quarter of all new vehicles sold in California last year were zero emission, most of them electric cars and trucks. But there are big regional differences in where EVs are bought and driven in the state. You see a lot of EVs on the road in coastal cities, but not so many in more rural or semi-rural inland areas, like the Central Valley or Imperial County. KQED climate reporter Laura Clivens went to Stockton to check out a program meant to address California's EV gap.
Mary Alvarez's favorite grocery store is on the opposite side of town from where she lives. To get there, she walks out of her home and to a line of parked electric cars outside the neighborhood middle school.
It's like right around the corner.
Alvarez takes out her phone, opens an app, and unlocks a vehicle she's reserved.
It's convenient for one that doesn't have a car or has a car and it's always breaking down.
Like hers. And then she zips off. Alvarez is a member of Mio Car, a nonprofit car sharing service focused on affordable transportation. All their vehicles are electric. And she found driving them strange at first.
In the beginning, it was like weird because it's something totally different and I've never been in one. But I love that car. It's just really drives so smooth and it gets you where you got to go.
Like to medical appointments and to drop her kids off at school. The cars cost $4 an hour or $35 for the day. That includes charging, maintenance, insurance, and roadside assistance. Most of Mio Car's six Stockton locations are next to affordable or veteran housing. Gloria Huerta is chief operating officer.
Transportation is a human right, and everyone should have access to transportation.
The nonprofit deployed their first cars in low-income communities with high rates of environmental and health issues in Kern and Tulare counties.
In Visalia, Dinuba, and Orosi, my hometown.
Huerta sees her work, decreasing tailpipe emissions in polluted communities, as social justice.
We let the communities that have historically been left behind have access to resources that normally wouldn't be given to them.
EVs are not common in those places because of upfront costs, a lack of access to chargers, and a young secondhand market. David Reichmuth is with the Union of Concerned Scientists.
Where people are driving older vehicles, where people are driving long distances, that's where we can get the biggest impact in terms of both air pollution and climate change.
Reichmuth and his colleagues found that about 20% of cars on the road contribute more than 70% of dangerous smog. They're older cars, powered by gas and diesel. Those cars, and a greater portion of the pollution they make, are more concentrated in low-income communities and places where Latino and Black people live.
And so getting tailpipes out is the best way to reduce that pollution burden.
The state is trying to address this problem by giving people money to buy cars and funding charging infrastructure and community efforts like Mio Car. Lisa McCumber runs some of this work at the California Air Resources Board.
Programs like Mio Cars are really important for educational purposes, in addition to the fact that folks get to ride in, potentially drive, get a feel for how these vehicles can work.
So the next time they're in the market for a new car, they'll consider an EV. Another program focusing on underserved communities is called EVs for Everyone. It operates along California's Central Coast. There's a knowledge gap when you're new to electric cars, so they hold workshops and have advisors.
I don't have a partner with whom to discuss these things.
April Zilber is an artist and librarian who lives in Santa Cruz County. Her old truck was on its last legs, so she reached out to EVs for Everyone.
So knowing that there was an advisor out there who could answer some questions was a great support.
Zilber's advisor helped her sort through rebates and find the right car, a Chevy Bolt EUV that would be large enough to haul her art. She ended up paying $23,000 for a new car, $10,000 less than the sticker price. She likes her quiet car and that it doesn't leave a path of exhaust behind her. For the California Report, I'm Laura Clivens.